God is looking. He's searching. He's looking for people who will worship him in spirit and in truth. But worship has many benefits. It's not just to make God feel good. Make no mistake, worship is our warfare. And it's not the only kind of warfare, but worship is a critical component of warfare. We should worship before we go into warfare. When we hit a tough spot in the midst of worship, in the midst of warfare, rather, we should worship. And after we win the victory in the warfare, we should worship. Our warfare should be couched with worship. Worship should be part of our warfare. Listen, make no mistake. Worship enthrones the God of angel armies. God inhabits the praises of his people. Worship dethrones the enemy and sends him packing. And we see this in scripture. I just want to pray teach you just a little bit before we really kick off. In 2 Chronicles 20, you're familiar. Jehoshaphat was faced with an impossible situation. He was surrounded by enemies. There was like seven enemy armies coming at him. We see him seeking the Lord. He turned to the Lord. He didn't freak out. He didn't panic. He turned to the Lord in prayer. He said, I am powerless over these enemies. And the Lord sent him a prophet. And that prophet said, the battle is his. The battle is the Lord's. The Lord told Jehoshaphat through the prophet, do not be afraid. Stand firm. Hold your position and see the salvation of the Lord on your behalf. This was a key word at a key time. We've got to remember when we are in the midst of the battle, we have to consider that the battle is the Lord's. We should not be afraid. We should not let the devil see us sweat. We must stand firm. We must hold our position because we will see the salvation of the Lord on our behalf. And Jehoshaphat and the people responded by worshiping and crying out in prayer to the Lord. Now, the next morning, Jehoshaphat said this. You're familiar with this, 2 Chronicles 20, verse 21. Believe in the Lord your God, and you will be established. Believe in his prophets, and you will prosper, or you will succeed. So Jehoshaphat took that word to heart, and he put feet to it. He put that word into action. He went with faith and works to demonstrate the faith, and he put the choir. He put the band, he put Judah on the front lines. Judah goes first. Oh my goodness, he trusted the Lord. He obeyed the prophetic word and he had strength and courage going into the battle. And they faced their battle not with spears and javelins, but they faced their enemies with worship and praise, just like the Lord told them to. And what happened? They saw a mighty deliverance. The enemy did not know what to do. Through their worship, through their praise, the Lord himself sent confusion into the enemy's camp. Come on. And the enemies turned on each other. And the enemies completely destroyed each other. Jehoshaphat and his people did not even have to go on to the battlefield. They didn't have to get a sling and a stone. They didn't need anything but what they had within them in terms of their voice, their praise, their worship. And then there was such a victory that they spent days upon days collecting the spoils of war. And the fear of the Lord fell upon all the camps when they heard that the Lord had fought for Israel. He had fought the enemies of Israel. So we worship as a weapon of warfare. We were created for worship. We are commanded to worship, and God has incorporated worship as a secret weapon of warfare. The enemy does not know what to do with the person who will worship when the enemy takes his best shot. Come on. We're going to pray through all this and more in today's Mornings with the Holy Spirit. This is Jennifer LeClaire, walking in the Spirit and winning in the warfare. And I prophesy something good is going to happen to you today. I'm coming to you live from Fort Lauderdale. Our church, Awakening House of Prayer, is here. And I'm there on Sundays preaching, praying, prophesying, and casting out devils. Give me a year of your life and apply the word I'm teaching and watch the transformation. I'd love for you to come to one of our three Sunday services. Great worship, a strong word. You can watch that first service online, guys. It's free to register at ahop.online, ahop.online. Check that out. If you want to go deeper with us, you can get into the virtual healing, virtual prophecy, virtual deliverance rooms, as well as the private community, the life group, the pastoral advice. Everything is there for you. The prayer line at ahop.online/worship. Grab hold of that while you can at ahop.online/worship. Check that out. Today's broadcast, once again, is brought to you by the benefits of worshiping God. It's a free resource. Most of you didn't pick it up yesterday. Why not? Grab it while you can. We're transitioning all of our content to a new platform. You'll get a good taste of it. And by the way, where you're going to get that at schoolofthespirit.thinkific.com. Did nobody type that for me yesterday? schoolofthespirit.thinkific.com. You're going to love this message, and you're going to get to experience the new School of the Spirit platform, which will launch soon. As a matter of fact, pay close attention, track with me, get on my email list if you're not at jenniferleclaire.org/subscribe, because we're about to do something crazy with School of the Spirit. As we shut one site and open the next, you will not want to miss this. It's going to be off the charts. Hey, any day now. Actually, I've got a few announcements. Stay tuned with me. You don't want to miss this. This is big. It's one of the biggest things I've ever done in the realm of media and equipping. Watch for it. Before we get started, share this with someone quickly. Drop those hashtags for me. Hashtag Mornings with the Holy Spirit. Hashtag Jennifer LeClaire. Go ahead and share what city and nation you are in. You got it? We're going to read today from my second devotional, Evenings with the Holy Spirit, listening daily to the still small voice of God. And today's devotion is titled, Think and Speak the Opposite. Think and speak the opposite. Thoughts have, and here's what I heard the Lord say, thoughts have assignments and purpose. The enemy whispers his thoughts into your mind to bring fear, worry, depression, anger, grief, and many other emotions. You must be purposeful about resisting the temptation to think on the negativity the wicked one suggests. You must reject the thoughts, even if they match your feelings, says the Lord. You must think the opposite and speak the opposite. That's how you cancel the enemy's assignment and thwart his purpose. That's a good word right there. Come on. That's a good word. Move in the opposite spirit. Think the opposite of what the enemy is saying. Certainly speak the opposite of what the enemy is saying. Bind it up. Cast it down. Those vain imaginations. The devil is a liar, and so is his mother-in-law. Don't get religious on me now. Hallelujah. He doesn't really have a mother-in-law. It's just a joke. You've got a good sense of humor. So when the enemy tries to pull his best shot, just say, ha, ha, ha. He who sits in the heavens laughs at his enemies. Three times in scripture, we see God laughing at his enemies. That's what we should do. We need to laugh. We need to keep the joy of the Lord. We need to speak words out of our mouth that release life into our surroundings, our atmosphere, and that release death into the enemy's camp. Come on. Don't make me go there. Scripture references are in the devotional. Pick up your copy of Evenings with the Holy Spirit on my website at jenniferleclaire.org or wherever you find books online. Now the prayer starter from the devotional. I have never considered thoughts as the enemy's assignments, but clearly they are among his fiery darts. Help me avoid this evil snare, O Lord. You've given me the spirit of self-control. Help me exercise control over my thought life. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Father, we give you praise and honor and glory. God, you are good. There's nobody like you. God, you are the Most High God. You are the everlasting God. You are the everywhere, all the time. God, no matter what we're going through, we will praise you. We will praise you in advance of the breakthrough, of the victory, of the triumph. We'll praise you day and night, night and day. We'll praise you when our head is held high and when our head is hanging low. We will praise you because you are worthy of our praise. We will praise you with our words. We will praise you with our attitudes. And we say today that we will no longer allow the enemy's thought assignments against us to derail us, to discourage us, or to hinder us in the name of Jesus. No longer will we be afraid. From now on, we will be confident. That is our declaration. We will not be agitated, but we will be calm and peaceful in your presence. That is our declaration. We will no longer be in agony, but we will walk in bliss in the name of Jesus. That is our declaration. We will no longer be alarmed, but we will be pleasantly surprised by the blessings that chase us down and overtake us. That is our declaration. We will no longer be angry and sin, but we will be joyful in the house of the Lord. That is our declaration. We will no longer be annoyed, but we will be delighted in your word. Ha ha ha. That is our declaration. We will be anxious for nothing, but with all things with prayer and thanksgiving, with supplication, we will make our requests known to God, and the peace of God that passes all understanding will guard our hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. That is our declaration. Come on. We will no longer be apathetic, but we will be on fire for God in the name of Jesus. That is our declaration. We will no longer be confused because God is not the author of confusion, but of peace. We will cast down these vain imaginations. We will quench these fiery darts. We will cancel the enemy's thought assignments. That is our mission, and this is our declaration. We will no longer be bitter, but we will be better. We will learn from our past mistakes, and the life experiences that almost broke us will be the stepping stones on which we climb and ascend to the holy hill with a heart of forgiveness in the name of Jesus. That is our confession. That is our declaration. We will no longer be bored. No, no, no. Because every day is an adventure with the Holy Ghost. That is our declaration. Yay, in the name of Jesus. We will no longer be cowardly. You did not make us cowards. You may have made us bold as lions, with faces like Gadites, with our foreheads set like flint and a backbone like steel. We will run to the battle line and take out the giant in the name of Jesus. That is our declaration. We will no longer be dejected or demoralized, but we will rejoice in the Lord always. And again, I say rejoice. That is our declaration. Come on, come on, come on, come on. We will no longer be depressed, but you will give us the garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness. We take on that garment of praise. We throw off every heavy burden. In the name of Jesus, that is our declaration. We will no longer be in despair, but we will be in repair, because you are making the crooked places straight and the wrong things right. That is our declaration. We will no longer be disappointed. We are going to be reappointed into a better place, a higher place, a place that eye has not seen, nor ear heard, or even entered into our heart. That is our declaration. We cancel the thought assignments of the wicked one. We will no longer be discontented, for with contentment there is great gain. So we will be content whether we're abased or content whether we're abounding. That is our confession. We will not be distressed, but we will be impressed with your ability and your grace, which is sufficient for us. That is our declaration. We will no longer dread. We will no longer fear, because you have not given us a spirit of fear, but of power and of love, hey, and a sound mind in Jesus' name. That is our declaration. Jesus, we will no longer grieve over our past, but we will look to the future and the hope that you have given us. So all these thoughts, all these emotions, the enemy tries to stir in our heart, we cast them down in the name of Jesus. We will not hate, but we will love. We will not be horrified, but we will let your name be glorified. We will not be hurt, but we will be healed. We will not be impatient, but we will wait with gladness. We will not allow insults to take us out and take us down, but when we are insulted for following Jesus, we will experience the glory of the Lord that rests upon us in the name of Jesus. That is our declaration. In the name of Jesus, we will no longer be lonely. We don't have to be lonely. We cast down every imagination of loneliness, because you are with us and you will never leave us or forsake us, even to the end of the age. We will no longer be miserable, but we will rejoice in the name of Jesus. That is our declaration. We will no longer be negative, but we will be positive in the name of Jesus. That is our deck. We will no longer be offended, but love covers a multitude of sins. And so we say, yes, Lord. We will no longer be overwhelmed by the situations and circumstances that plague our life in specific seasons, but we will be overwhelmed with the glory, with the glory, with the glory. That is our declaration. We will no longer be panicked, but we will be peaceful in the name of the Lord. We will no longer allow rejection to speak louder than your voice in our lives. And we will not resent, but we will forgive. We are accepted in the beloved. That is our declaration. In the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus. When the enemy says, you're not enough, we're going to say, we're more than enough in Christ. And our God is more than enough in us. When the enemy says, all your friends and family hate you, we're going to say, no, we are highly favored and people want to bless us. When the enemy says, I will never overcome depression, we will say, you're a liar, and we will rejoice. We'll do a dance. We'll spin wildly in the presence of the Lord. When the enemy says you can't do anything right, we'll say we can do all things through Christ who gives us strength. Oh, Jesus. Oh, Jesus. Oh, Jesus. Oh, Jesus. When the enemy says there's no point to doing this, we'll say we are on assignment for the Most High God. We will be salt. We will be light. When the enemy says you're going to be a terrible mother or father, we're going to say, nope, I'm going to raise up my child in the way he should go. And when he's old, he will not depart from it. When the enemy says you're so ugly, you're going to look in the mirror and say, I am fearfully and wonderfully made. When the enemy says something bad is going to happen, we're going to say something good is going to happen to me today. When the enemy says you don't deserve love, we're going to say, my God loves me with the perfect love, an unfailing love, an undying love. Oh, Jesus, that is our confession. That's our confession. That's our confession. When the enemy says life is such a burden, we're going to say his burden is easy and his yoke is light. In the name of Jesus, that is our confession. Oh, when we say, when the enemy says you are weak, we're going to say maybe that's so. But when I'm weak, hey, he is strong. That is our confession. Oh, Jesus. Oh, Jesus. Oh, Jesus. Oh, Jesus. When the enemy says no one will ever understand you. We're going to say we have a high priest who understands. Come on, in the name of Jesus. Father, we give you praise and honor and glory. We magnify your name. We will believe about ourselves what you have said. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name. Come on, somebody share this quickly so we can release our secret war weapon. Share it on your timeline. Share it via Twitter. Share it via Messenger. Are you ready? Are you ready? Are you ready? I thank you, Lord. We worship you, Jesus. We worship you, Father. We worship you, Holy Spirit. You are looking for those who will worship you in spirit and in truth. So come on, let us worship and bow down. Let us kneel before our Maker. Oh, you are our God. We will exalt you, oh God. We will praise your name, for you have done wonderful things, plans formed of old, faithful and sure you are, in the name of Jesus. So we present our bodies to you even now, oh God. According to Romans 12, verse 1, as a living sacrifice, hey, holy and acceptable to God, which is our spiritual worship. That's what we do even now. And just like you said, let everything that has breath praise the Lord. We have breath in our lungs, so we pour out our praise to you, oh God. We continually offer up a sacrifice of praise to God that is the fruit of the lips that acknowledge his name. We acknowledge your name, and our mouth is filled with your praise and with your glory all the day. In Jesus' name, we thank you that the word of Christ dwells in us richly. Oh, Jesus. And we can sing psalms and hymns and spiritual songs with thankfulness in our hearts to you, oh Lord, in the name of Jesus. I thank you, Lord. I thank you, Lord. I thank you, Lord. We are grateful for receiving a kingdom which cannot be shaken, oh Jesus. So we offer acceptable worship with reverence in the name of Jesus. We offer up everything we have and all that we are, for it is written, you shall worship the Lord your God, and him only shall you serve. So we bless the Lord, oh, our souls and all that is within us. We bless the Lord. Our strength is in the Lord. Oh, Jesus, we ascribe to you, oh God, the glory that's due your name. We worship you in the splendor of holiness. We worship you in the splendor of holiness. We tremble before you. Oh, we bow a knee to you, oh God, in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, all the earth worships you and sing praises to you. They sing praises to your name, O God. Exalt the Lord our God. Worship at his footstool. Holy is he. In the name of Jesus, worship the Lord in the beauty and splendor of holiness. In the name of Jesus, thank you, Lord. We worship you. We give you the highest praise. There's no one like you. No one as beautiful as you. No one as magnificent as you. Oh, we offer up continually the sacrifice of praise, the sacrifice of praise, the sacrifice of praise. We will praise you whether we feel like it or whether we don't feel like it. We will praise you when we're high and when we're dry, in the good times and the bad, when we're abasing and when we're abounding. We will praise you. We will be content in your presence. We will be strengthened in your presence. Praise the Lord. Praise God in his sanctuary. Praise him in his mighty heavens. Praise him for his mighty deeds. Praise him according to his excellent greatness. Praise him with trumpet sound. Praise him with lute and harp. Praise him with tambourine and dance. Come on, somebody, just start to do a dance. Praise him with strings and pipe. Praise him with cymbals and praise him with loud clashing cymbals. In the name of Jesus, let everything that has breath praise the Lord. Let them praise you. Let us praise you. Let all the earth praise your great and awesome name. Holy are you. Praise the Lord. Oh, give thanks to the Lord, for he is good and his steadfast love endures forever. Our mouth is filled with your praise and with your glory all the day. With our mouth, we give great thanks to the Lord, and we will praise you in the midst of the throng. We praise the name of God with a song. We will magnify him with thanksgiving. Oh God, you are our God. We exalt you. We praise your name, for you have done wonderful things, plans formed of old. Faithful and true are you, oh God. Great is your faithfulness. Great is your mercy. Praise the Lord, for it is good to sing praises to our God, for it is pleasant and a song of praise is fitting. Oh Jesus, praise the Lord. Praise the Lord from the heavens. Praise him in the heights. Praise him, all ye angels. Praise him, all ye hosts. Praise him, sun. Praise him, moon. Praise him, stars. You shining stars, praise him. Praise him, you highest heavens and you waters above the heavens. Let them praise the name of the Lord, for he commanded and they were created. Let everything that has breath praise the Lord. Oh, Jesus, let your praise be continually in our mouths. Oh, let us sing praises even when we're suffering. Let us sing praises even when we're sick. Let us sing praises even when we're in pain. Let us sing praises when we feel like we're losing our mind. Let us sing praises. Oh, let us sing praises. We will praise you with an upright heart, oh God. Oh, we will yet praise you. Though you slay us, we will yet praise you. We will enter your gates with thanksgiving and your courts with praise. We give thanks to you. We bless your name. Your praises endure forever. Your tongue, oh God, our tongue. Our tongue, your tongue speaks wonderful things. So our tongue will praise you all the day long. As a matter of fact, oh God, you are our praise. You are our God. And you've done great and terrifying things that our eyes have seen. You've been there through thick and thin. You've never lost a battle and you fight for us. And we praise you, the Lord. The Lord is our strength and our song, and he has become our salvation. This is our God, and we will praise him, our Father's God, and we will exalt him. Come on, your atmosphere should have shifted by now. Praise the Lord. Praise, O servants of the Lord. Praise the name of the Lord. Oh, Jesus, I give thanks and praise, for you have given me wisdom and might, and you've made known to us what we asked of you. You've given us wisdom in the name of Jesus. So we will hope continually, and we will praise you yet more and more with high praises in our mouth and a two-edged sword in our hand. We will praise you. We will sing to the Lord as long as we live. We will sing praise to our God while we have being. We will call upon the Lord, who is greatly to be praised and worthy to be praised, and he will save us from all our enemies. He will send confusion into the enemy's camp. Praise the Lord. Praise God in his sanctuary. Praise him in the mighty heavens. Sing praises to the Lord with the lyre. Sing praises to the Lord with the timbrel. Sing praises to the Lord, for he has done gloriously. Oh, Jesus, we sing praises to your name. We sing praises to you among the nations, because your steadfast love is better than life. Our lips will praise you. We will bless you as long as we live. In your name, we will lift up holy hands and ascend to the holy hill. In God, whose word we praise, in God we trust, we shall not be afraid. What can man do to us? Hallelujah. We give thanks, O Lord, with our whole hearts before the gods. We sing your praise. praise. You are greatly to be praised. Every day we will bless you and praise your name forever and ever. Praise the Lord, all nations. Extol him, all peoples, for great is his steadfast love toward us, and the faithfulness of the Lord endures forever. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Make a joyful noise, all the earth. Break forth into joyous song and sing praises. Sing praises to the Lord with the lyre and the sound of melody, with the trumpets and the sound of a horn. Sing to God. Sing praises to his name. Oh, seven times a day, we praise you for your righteous rule. Praise the Lord. We cry out to you with our mouth and a high praise on our tongue. Praise the Lord. Let them praise his name with dancing, making melody to him. Oh, praise you, God. Praise the Lord, for it's good to sing praises to our God, and a song of praise is fitting. Our lips will pour forth praise. Oh, in the name of Jesus, in the mighty throng, we will praise you. In the midst of the battle, we will praise you. We will be glad and we will exult in you and sing praises to your name. Let our soul live and praise you. Let your rules help direct us in the name of Jesus. At midnight, we rise up to praise you. In the noontime, we rise up to praise you. In the morning, we rise up and praise you. Praise the Lord. We give you praise and honor and glory in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Come on, your atmosphere should have shifted. You should be dancing and singing and feeling pretty good. Why? Because God enthrones the praises of his people. The Japanese translation of that verse says this: when we praise, God gets a big chair and sits down in our midst. Come on. Praise the Lord. That's a weapon. I dare you, try to be discouraged while you praise the Lord. It's not possible. I said, try to be discouraged while you praise the Lord. You can't do both at the same time. Come on, go ahead. Go ahead next time you feel depressed and see if you can't just, you know, praise your way out of it. I know you can. I know that you can. I know that I know that I know that I know that you can. When the warfare gets hot and heavy, listen, you might not feel like running to the battle line. You might not feel like being in your prayer closet. But you know what you can do? You can lay on your bed and sing praises to God till you get enough grace to get up and begin to run to the... Let your praise and your worship be a precursor. Be a precursor. Be a precursor to the battle. And then praise him when you're done with the battle because you won the battle. Come on. Come on, praise him before you go to the battle. Praise him during the battle. Praise him after the battle. Worship him in spirit and in truth. Keep on going. You got this. You got this. You got this. You got this. Listen, some of you need to bookmark this prayer broadcast. It'll be over there on YouTube. Easy to find. You got to praise the Lord. That is our, we were made to know him and make him known. We've got to praise the Lord. We've got to make a habit of it. When you feel like you can't take another step, listen, even if you have to just say, Lord, I praise your name. Even if your emotions are not with it, do it anyway, because your emotions will change as you praise the Lord, as you worship him in spirit and in truth. You don't have to feel like it, but it will shift your mind. It will shift your body. It will shift your emotions. It will shift your thinking. It will turn your thoughts toward him. And he says that when we keep our mind on him, he keeps us in what? Perfect peace. Amen. God is good. You have it? Do you have it? Do you have it? You have it? Do I need to pray another 30 minutes? You got it? Hallelujah. God is good. Remember the free resource, The Benefits of Worshiping God. You're going to find it at schoolofthespirit.thinkific.com. Somebody put that up for me. Schoolofthespirit.thinkific, thinkific. Say that 10 times fast. School of this, or you can go to my link tree, which is link. It's linkt
bit.ly/JenniferLeClaire Linktree, or just Google Jennifer LeClaire Linktree and you'll find it. But at schoolofthespirit.org, that's our new platform. We're going to be moving over there really soon, and I've got some smashing announcements. Something big's about to happen. Make sure you're trying. This would not be a time to disconnect. This would not be a time to decide to go listen to some false prophet. This would not be a time to sleep in. Of course, you can always catch the replay. This would not be the time to disconnect, because I'm about to do something big, 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 big. And I'm going to keep doing big stuff. I'm going to resource you as best I can. So please make sure you're on my email list. Make sure you're following me on social media. Some of you are watching, but you're not following. So follow, 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 follow. Amen. Follow, get on the email list at jenniferleclaire.org/subscribe. You'll get a free spiritual warfare resource just for signing up. The benefits of worshiping God. That's a free resource for you. Go check that out now while it's there. Amen. God is so good. Isn't he good? He's good all the time. When's he good? All the time. All the time he is good. He's never lost a battle. He's not about to lose a battle. Amen. What else do I need to tell you about? AwakeningPrayerHubs.com. Join the movement. We just brought in a prayer hub leader from Libya. Tripoli. Pretty cool. God is breathing on this movement. If you know how to pray, if you don't know how to pray, well, you know, prayer is caught and taught. So you listen to these broadcasts, you're catching some of it. You get on these Zooms with me and other leaders in the movement, you learn it. And you got to learn the principles of prayer, because you don't want to be illegal in the spirit. You could sound good and be wrong, but you know, you've got the School of the Spirit over there, and that's got a lot of training. We'll talk about that more in a couple of weeks, because I'm about to do something monumental for my students at School of the Spirit that are in the schools. Not every class, but that are in the schools. We've got 5 schools within School of the Spirit. I'm about to announce a big announcement. I got a few big things up my sleeve. You'll track with me. You're going to track with me. AwakeningPrayerHubs.com/hero. If you want to watch a presentation where I really share my heart, you can hear other people's experiences. AwakeningPrayerHubs.com/hero, H-E-R-O, because you're a prayer hero. You could be the prayer hero in your city. You know, I was just on a broadcast a couple of days ago with Dutch Sheets, Lou Engel, and a few other people talking about prayer for America during this time. And things are heating up, guys. We got to worship. We got to get equipped. We got to be part of the solution. You got to be a prayer solutionist. So please join the movement, AwakeningPrayerHubs.com. Amen. And if you're going to come to Elijah Company, man, we're just almost full. I haven't looked at the numbers yet. When I get back from Israel, it'll probably be full. If you're thinking of applying, please come. I know some of you will end up having to watch online, because we do allow you to watch it online. It's good online. It's great when you're there in the building. You know, it's like watching the Super Bowl on TV versus watching it in person. It's just not exactly right the same. But globalpropheticcenter.com is where you're going to go if you want to get in that intense prophetic training. Yes, Lord. So check that out. Globalpropheticcenter.com. Anything else? Anything else? Is there anything else? Email list, Awakening Prayer Hubs, Ignite Prophetic Network, School of the Spirit announcements coming up very soon. I want to pray for you. Before I do that, guys, we are going to Israel, and I'm going to keep up with you through that time. We're going to be on separate. So when it's 6 o'clock there, it'll be 6 o'clock in the morning. So we're going to do that. But I need your help getting there. If you would sow, and barely anybody's sowing into this one, I don't understand. This will be the one to sow in, because it's blessing the Holy Land, you know. So if you can sow, do that. If you have a love for Israel, the Holy Land. I'm going on a prayer assignment there with a delegation. Some people from Australia reached out to me and said, hey, I heard you're going to be on the delegation. Can we go ahead and grab some dinner? I'm like, oh, cool. So I'm making connections with prayer leaders all over the world. It's going to be an amazing trip, but we're going to be praying. That's why I'm going, is to pray, P-R-A-Y. It's a great assignment. But if you'd like to help us to get there, plane tickets aren't free. So you could send a donation JenniferLeClaire.org/donate. You can sow a seed there, JenniferLeClaire.org/donate. You can make a one-time offering there at schoolofthespirit.tv/donate. You can use the Cash App. Cash App is $ prophetic books. You can use the text to give. The text to give is text the word give, G-I-V-E, to 754-701-2161. And then follow the instructions. You can use the PayPal, paypal.me/JenniferLeClaire. You can use the Venmo. Venmo is at Jennifer LeClaire. You can use the Zelle. Zelle is info@JenniferLeClaire.org. You can use the P.O. Box. P.O. Box 30563, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33303. Amen and amen. I want to pray over this offering. I want to pray for you. So, Father, I thank you for all those who are giving, sowing into this prayer mission to the Holy Land. We thank you and we praise you for that. I ask you, Lord, to multiply this offering back to the givers in Jesus' name. And I lift up all my School of the Spirit students, my Global Prophetic Center students, the Ignite Prophetic Network, the Company of Seers, as well as the Awakening House of Prayer Leaders, the Awakening Prayer Hubs, the Awakening House Churches, the Awakening Web Church, and our local congregation here in Fort Lauderdale, Awakening House of Prayer. And I say, Lord, bless us indeed. Enlarge our territory. Let your hand of power rest upon us and keep us from pain and causing harm. Help us, Lord. Give us this day our daily bread and forgive us our trespasses. Help us to walk circumspectly, to walk holy with clean hands and a pure heart. Help us, Lord, to live and move and have our being in you. Lead us to the place of our provision, God, those divine connections and appointments that open doors of opportunity that no man or devil can shut. Lord, help us to see where you want us to go and be led perfectly by your Spirit. We thank you, Lord, that you restore marriages, heal bodies, deliver people from evil, bring home the prodigals, and save the souls of our friends and family, God. We cry out for them in Jesus' name. I thank you, Lord, for what you've done. We praise you and for what you're going to do in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Remember, schoolofthespirit.thinkific.com, globalpropheticcenter.com. JenniferLeClaire.org/subscribe. Get it together, guys. Have a breakthrough day.